请坐。
Please be seated. Every year we have two spiritual convocations.
这个灵恩布道会的目的当然就是来寻求灵恩。
And the purpose of the spiritual convocations is for us to pursue after spiritual grace.
但是同时呢，也是来调整我们人生的脚步。
But it is also an opportunity for us to adjust our footsteps.
因为大家平时都非常忙碌。
Because often we are very busy.
然后在这个忙碌的生活当中啊，我们要生存在社会上。
And in our busy lives, we have to live in this society.
我们要上班，我们要上学。
We need to go to work, we need to go to school.
我们整天说这些错误的就是这些有些时候是不健康的资讯。
And every day we encounter so many unhealthy influences.
我们看很多的网路。
We see many websites.
从公司呢接受很多不一样的信息。
And from those around us, we hear all these different news.
我们也在书啊，又看到一些不好的消息。
Or sometimes on the news we see some unfortunate events.
我们会看到一些不公平的现象。
Or we see injustice in the world.
所以我们的心啊，可能会很生气。
And our hearts might become angry.
有些时候呢，会让我们的信心啊，就冷淡下来。
And sometimes our faith will grow cold.
也会让我们的爱心啊，冷淡下来。
Or our love will grow cold.
因为不法的事情啊，增加。
Because so many bad things keep happening.
所以这个时候呢，就是要调整我们脚步，再回到圣经。我们来这里讲，来学习圣经。
So this is an opportunity for us to return to the Bible, to learn from the Bible.
所以来做一个灵修的工作。
So that we can do the work of our spiritual cultivation.
灵修呢，把它倒过来就是修灵，把我们这个灵性啊再修理一下子。
So spiritual cultivation, another way to look at it is to adjust or fix our spirit.
好像我们这个钢琴呢，偶尔呢也要调音啊，调一调啊。
Just like this piano, we need to tune it every now and then.
不调的话会走调啊。
Because otherwise it will grow out of tune.
所以我们人生也是一样。
Just like this is our life.
尤其作为基督徒的。
And especially as Christians.
我们有些时候是调整我们脚步，要调音呢。
So sometimes we need to adjust our footsteps, just like we have to retune the piano.
本来我做基督也会走掉呢。
And as Christians, we all of us can walk astray.
因为我们所想的、所做的，可能也会很世俗化。
Because sometimes what we say and what we think will be like this world.
所以现在就是我们要调整，根据圣经来调整的时候。
So now is the time for us to adjust ourselves according to the Bible.
那当我们调整的，就是一个悔改的过程。
And the adjustment is also a process of repentance.
那我们悔改的神的恩典啊，这个灵恩啊，就降下来。
And when we repent, then the spirit of grace will descend.
所谓灵恩会呢，就是要寻求属灵的恩典。
And the spirit of grace means we need to pursue after spiritual grace.
那当我们要得到神的恩典，我们一定要先有一个步骤啊，先来修我们灵性。
In order for us to receive spiritual grace, though, we need to adjust ourselves so that we can receive it.
那我们现在所看到这个社会的乱象。
And now we see all the difficulties in the society.
会让我们想到说主来的日子已经很近了。
It makes us realize that the days of his second coming are drawing nearer.
我们想大概十年以前呢，中东地区有一段子很短暂的和平。
We think that maybe before his coming, there might be peace, a short peace in the Middle East.
那这个和平啊，其实啊是个假象的。
But that peace will be false.
因为按照圣经的话，我们大家都知道哈，一定是国攻打国啦，民攻打民的，一定这些战争会发生的。
We know from the Bible that when the time draws near, countries will go to war against countries.
所以让我们深信啊，神所说的话，圣经所说的每一句话一定会落实，一定会实现。
So we must believe that every word that is spoken in the Bible will come true.
虽然或许有些人啊认为啊，现在社会已经和平了。
And so even though some people believe that the society nowadays is already peaceful.
其实啊，都是一个很短暂一个假象。
Actually, this is a short period of that is false.
就是因为这个假象啊，所以让当时的美国啊就决定撤兵啊，不用那么多军队，已经 OK 的，已经好了。
Because of this false sense of peace, the U.S. military has withdrawn from many places abroad.
没想到撤兵以后的问题更大。
But after the troops leave, actually problems grow.
所以所有的人的计划啊，都是走在神的计划当中，神的经纶当中。
So all of that happens in this world is according to the plan of God.
因为圣经早就告诉我们。
The Bible has told us long ago.
啊，主耶稣必再来。
The Lord Jesus will come again.
那主必再来也是我们圣经哦，后面有十条的信仰哦，我们都很熟悉十条信仰。
And the second coming is part of the 10 basic beliefs which we should all be familiar with, all the members.
十条信仰。
At the back of the hymn book is a list.
第十条哈。
On page 628 in the English hymn book, the 10th basic belief.
那十第十条。
The 10th basic belief.
好。第十条，我们要是有的话，我们来念一次，看第十条是什么。
If you have a hymn book, please turn to page 628 and read together the tenth basic belief. It's in the front of the Chinese Bible.
啊，大概中文大概没有。
中文在前面。
中文在前面是啊，那中文在前面，请翻开中文啊，在前面。第十条哈，好，我们英文啊，先来念一遍英文哈。
Let's read it together in English.
啊，预备念。
The Lord's second coming will take place on the last day when He descends from heaven to judge the world. The righteous will receive eternal life, while the wicked will be eternally condemned.
啊，那中文念一次哈。
And then in Chinese.
啊，信审判，信主耶稣必与世界末日从天降临。审判万民，一人得永生，二人受永刑。啊，这是十大信仰之一啊。
So this is one of our basic beliefs.
啊，就是要相信啊，主说有一天会再来。
So we need to believe that one day the Lord Jesus will come again.
因为这是主的应许。
This is a promise of God.
那也是我们信耶稣的目的啊。
This is also the purpose of our believing in Christ.
所以信耶稣的终极目标啊，就是为了那一天。
Our goal in our lives is for that one day.
但是那一天呢？啊，主耶稣说他要来呢，到现在已经2000多年了。
From the day that Jesus said he will come to today, it has already been 2,000 years over.
啊，很多人呢、啊，或许就会产生怀疑啊，说你看2000多年他不来呀、啊，要等到什么时候
？And some people might doubt and say, "Look, it's been 2,000 years and he still hasn't come."
啊，有位慕道者也这样问我。
And one truth seeker once asked me.
说怎么还不来呀、啊、
？How come Jesus hasn't come yet？
真的吗
？Is it true that he will come？
世界真的末日吗
？Is there really an end time？
所以历代每个信徒都会问的、啊。
So every member will doubt。
所以我们今天说啊，在探讨这个这一次的灵会，在探讨这个主题啊。
So for this spiritual convocation, our theme, our topic。
我们第一个就是要深信，为什么我们要相信说主所说的话是对的？他有一天会再来。
Is the end coming? So, in our as Christians, we must believe deeply that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
好，那我们相信以后，我们要了解说主耶稣再来的意义到底是什么？对我们来讲是什么
？And we must also understand what is the purpose of His second coming.
因为主耶稣只要是在1000年以后再来的话，那有的人或许会认为说，那跟我们有关系啊，时间还那么久。
And because some people might think, well, it's been so long, and what does his second coming have to do with me?
啊，所以我们了解到底是什么意义。
So we must understand what is the purpose or significance of his second coming.
那再来，那既然是有这么一回事的话。
And second, if there indeed is a second coming.
那而且是跟每一个人都有关系。
And the second coming is related to all of us.
那我们刚刚所读的哈，说要审判万民呢，一人得永生，二人要受永刑。
It says in the basic belief that the righteous will receive eternal life while the wicked will be eternally condemned.
哎，那这个就是很严重啊。
So this is very severe.
永生跟永刑，哎呀，这个天道的差别啊。
Eternal life and eternal condemnation are worlds apart.
那当然，大家都希望能够永生，永远的生命，永远的活着。
Of course, all of us would want to have eternal life, to
live
eternally.
快乐。
To have eternal joy.
啊，不愿意受刑罚、啊。
And none of us want to be eternally condemned.
啊，那我们要怎么来预备
？So how can we prepare for this?
所以我们除了相信以后呢，我们也要预备啊。
Because in addition to believing, we must also prepare ourselves.
因为圣经里头有很多的应许呀、啊。
There are many promises in the Bible.
那最主要的应许啊，就是应许主耶稣的降生。
And one promise was the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣还没出生以前哈、啊，就已经。预言啊，说主耶稣有一天要降生为人。
Because even before the Lord Jesus was born, the Bible already prophesied about his coming, his birth. And this already came to be.
那主耶稣还说要圣灵啊，在以前在旧约时代说应许圣灵要降临。
And also the Bible promised that there will be a Holy Spirit descending.
那这个也实现了。
And this also happened.
那最后一个应许。
And the last promise.
就是他还要再来接我们回天家。
Is that he will come once again to take us to our eternal home.
也就是啊，他来的时候，哇，天使吹号角，啊，打了滴滴滴答答，哇，很大声啊，啊，不是我这样小声啊，很大声，大家都听得到啊。
And on that day, there will be the sound of a great trumpet, like not like what he just did, but a lot louder.
有一个信徒啊，有一个大概60几岁的妈妈。
There is a member who is in her 60s.
啊，她先生啊，大概4年前的过世。
Her husband passed away about 4 years ago.
她的女儿2年前过世。
And her daughter passed away 2 years ago.
她当时很伤心啊。
She was very sorrowful at that time.
我们都很难想象自己所爱的人啊离开世间啊。
It was hard for her to think about how to deal with all her loved ones leaving.
她非常伤心。
She was very sorrowful.
她女儿很会弹钢琴，她说她家有一台钢琴啊。
And her daughter played the piano well, so they had a piano in their home.
啊，她就偶尔在弹钢琴。
And so occasionally she would play the piano.
啊，当然这位妈妈不会弹钢琴的。But
the sister, she did not really know how to play the piano.
啊，有时候就这样乱弹啊，就哆来咪咪的，躲这样，毫无目的这样弹。She
would sometimes she would just sit and just hit the keys a little bit.
啊，有时候她弹赞美诗啊。And
sometimes she will try to play a hymn in the hymn book.
啊，她都觉得很喜乐。And
this actually brings her a lot of joy.
啊，有一次啊，在 星期四啊，他们星期四有查经聚会的。
And one day on Thursday, on Thursdays they have Bible studies.
那聚会以前啊，他也是照样在坐在钢琴的椅子上，这样在教会里头这样弹弹钢琴啊。And
so she was also that day sitting before service at the piano, just playing on the piano.
啊，有一些姐妹啊在旁边听。And
there were some sisters who were sitting next to the piano listening.
那时候还没聚会啊。
And it was before services started.
啊，有一个姐妹啊，她听起来她的琴声啊，她琴声像是洪水的声音呢，大洪水，做水灾那个洪水。And
one sister, when she heard this other sister play the piano, she thought it sounded like the sound of a flood, a great flood of water.
啊，又一位姐妹啊，听到，哎，她弹钢琴，好像像吹号角的声音。And
then another sister also listening said it sounded like there were trumpets.
很大声啊。It
was very loud.
那我姐妹听起来非常大声。That
sister heard it was very, very loud.
那事实上那位姐妹她不会弹钢琴啊，她是这样子随便弹的。So
actually, that sister who was playing didn't know how to play. She was just hitting some keys.
啊，这个音乐家可能会啊，可能会弹一些好像是洪水的声音啊，好像是吹号角的声音啊，他们有办法弹演奏的，好像是怒神哈、啊，那种感觉。
So if you were an expert pianist, maybe you would be able to play such a way that it will sound like a flood or it will sound like the trumpets.
那但是她也不会啊，她也不会弹琴啊。But
she couldn't. She didn't know how to play the piano.
有这个姐妹听起来就是洪水的声音，哦，还有那个吹号角的声音呢。But
others could hear the sound of the water, great waters, or the sound of trumpets.
所以真的在末日啊，在末日这个天地都要消失。In
the end days, all of this earth will be destroyed.
这个世界啊，这个演过电影啊，我们这个演过电影叫《世界末日》。There
have been movies about the end of the world.
那有一个大石头啊，击中纽约。And
that one movie, there is a great
陨石啊，这是陨石。A comet, meteor
that hit the city of New York.
哇，这个，这做水灾啊。And
then it created
海啸
a tsunami.
啊，整个纽约都淹没。And
all of New York was flooded.
啊，所以随便一个小石头啊，不是很大啊，丢在纽约市。So
just a small rock, a small meteor could destroy New York City.
这是科学家想象。This
is from the imagination of scientists.
那可不可能
？Is it possible？
当然可能啊。Of
course.
我们看有些那个陨石啊，差一点就撞到地球了。
Sometimes we see great comets that almost hit Earth.
说将来这个地球会缩，会被缩起来的一天呢？
So one day this planet will be destroyed.
有的圣经说这个宇宙好像一件衣服嘛，这样卷起来。
And in the Bible it says this world, this created world is like a clothing that will be rolled up.
所以当号角一声一吹的时候
，So that when the trumpet sounds，
那主耶稣说从天降临
，And the Lord Jesus will descend from above。
那死人要复活啊
，And the dead will resurrect。
那复活以后就升天啊，跟主相遇啊。
And after they resurrect, they will rise up to the skies to meet the Lord Jesus.
那假设那个时候还有活人啊，还活着的话。
And if at that time you hadn't died yet.
要被改变啊，好像灵体一样升天跟他们一起会合。
Then your body will be transformed into a spiritual body, and you will be lifted up to meet the Lord as well.
啊，那主耶稣啊，就带我们进入他为我们所预备的国度里，快乐的天堂。
And the Lord Jesus then will bring all his children into the promised kingdom to live with him.
晚上大家为什么会来呀？
So why is it that at night we come here?
大家为什么坐在那里呀？
Why do you sit there?
啊，为什么不去逛街啊？
Why don't you go shopping?
在家里面坐着看电视啊？
Or why don't you stay at home and watch TV?
啊，有孙子的话抱抱孙子的。
Or if you have grandchildren, why don't you go and hold your grandchildren?
啊，享受天伦之乐。
To enjoy this world.
为什么不享受啊？
Why don't you enjoy it?
说起来呀，就是为了那一天呐、啊。
It's because of that day.
假如不是为了那一天，我们来这里做什么
？If it is not for that day, then what are we doing?
你要修行的话，很多方面都可以修行。
If there's something you need to fix, then there are many things that you need to fix.
你要使心安静的话，很多方法可以使大家的心安静下来呀、啊。
Or if you need to calm your heart, there are many methods to do so.
所以我们信仰的终极目标就是等待主耶稣再来。
So the goal of our faith is to await the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
难道他带我们进入永远的国度
？And he will lead us into the eternal kingdom.
啊，主要我们就要对主耶稣再来有一些认识。
So we need to have this recognition of the second coming of our Lord.
那我们先来看哈，主耶稣自己的宣告说他要再来。
Let us now look at what Jesus said himself about his coming.
看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音16章27节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 27.
马太福音十六章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 27。
马太福音十六章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 27。
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那个时候呢，他要照个人的行为报应个人。
For the Son of Man is to come with his angels and the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he has done.
啊，这里提到要从他的使者降临，人子要从他的使者降临。
Here it says the Son of Man is to come with his angels.
那、啊、这个降临的话，就指着他以后的降临呢、啊、
？This is talking about his eventual descent.
啊，不是说啊，不是说他的出生啊，因为他已经出生了呢。
This is not talking about his birth, because he was already born at this time.
所以这个指着他以后升天以后，还在降临接我们回天家。
It's talking about how one day he will descend to bring us up back to his kingdom.
那再来看二十四章马太福音二十四啊二十四章。
Let's look also at Matthew chapter 24.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
So also when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates.
好，那我们再来看约翰福音。
And let's also turn to John.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第一节。
John 14 verse 1.
十四章第一节。
John 14:1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们的。我去原是为你们预备地方。第三节。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在哪里。第四节。我往哪里去，你们知道啊？哪条路，你们也知道啊。所以这里主是告诉我们呢，啊，我们不要忧愁。
Here the Lord Jesus tells us not to be troubled.
因为他离开我们，就是要去为我们预备地方。
Because he goes to prepare a place for us.
啊，预备好了，嗯、啊，就来接我们了。
And once he has prepared it, then he will come to bring us to him.
啊，有位老姐妹哈，她得了肝癌。
There was an elderly sister who developed liver cancer.
那她要离开世间以前呢、啊， 他不愿意接受治疗，说就在家里面等死啊。
And she did not want to undergo treatment, so she stayed at home to wait for her death.
为什么她愿意等死？哎，她不怕死。
Why was she willing to wait for death? Because she was not afraid of death.
一般要死的人以前啊，会伤心啊，会怎么样啊？但是她不怕的。
Usually, someone before they die, they will feel sorrowful, but she was not, and she was not afraid.
因为她梦见啊，梦见天使啊来接她到天上去。
Because she had a dream that angels came to receive her up to heaven.
啊，主耶稣啊，告诉她，哎，这间是你的房子。
And the Lord Jesus pointed and said, "Here is your home."
哇，她很高兴啊，哎，天上有我的房子。
So she was very joyful that there is a home for her up in heaven.
所以主耶稣真的为我们预备地方啊。
So the Lord Jesus truly prepares a place for us.
那预备好了，嗯，他接我们回去。
And once the preparation is done, then he will bring us back to him.
啊，当然，主耶稣是不是要花了那么多时间，好几千年的时间来准备
？Does God really need to take all these thousands of years to prepare our home?
啊，那么困难啊，造一个房子啊，要好几千年。
That it's so hard to build a house; it takes thousands of years.
啊，说困难是很困难啊，对不对
？Of course, it will be difficult.
社会上的工程啊，都很简单。
Actually, the construction work in this world is simple.
你看我们这边有什么机场的扩大工程啊？
We can see here in this area, O'Hare Airport has developed recently.
哦，说这边都在扩大，那边在盖盖公路，在盖机场。
So they're tearing this down and building up the airport over there.
要盖到多久呢？
When will they finish?
我看顶多十年吧，最多十年。
At most 10 years, probably.
这个长江三峡的水坝啊，几年呢？要不要十年？有没有十年？超过？超过十年哈，但是哈，你说十五年你盖完了啊，那么浩大工程，对不对
？And even the is it a dam in the river Jiang in China that took about 10 years to build, but it's done now.
你再大工程二十年
？How about a big company? It will take maybe 20 years.
啊，罗马有个很大教堂啊，非常大的教堂，它盖了五百年。
There was a large church in Rome that was.It took 500 years to complete.
啊，当然不是一直盖的，是停停盖盖，有时候停啊，有时候没钱再停，有时候再盖。
So of course they didn't build it all in one go. They had to stop and then start and stop and start.
啊，也不是很大，有没有盖到这边来？你看有没有说从罗马一直盖到美国来？也没有那么大，对不对？也只是在他们当地而已的。
And they also just stayed in Rome. They didn't come over here.
啊，你看这边这个盖两千年了，这。两千年了，还没好啊。
But this home in heaven, it has taken 2,000 years to build.
啊，所以我们等一下会来探讨说，到底是什么意思？什么两千多年
？So then we will later study what does it mean these 2,000 years.
啊，所以主耶稣他自己讲说，他一定会再来呀。
So here the Lord Jesus promises he will definitely come again.
啊，不但主耶稣自己说啊，天使呢也在为他做见证。
Not only
说真的啊，他会再来的。
Not only does the Lord Jesus say that himself, the angels also testify of this.
好，请看《使徒行传》啊，《使徒行传》第一章。
Turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第九节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被接上升啊，有一朵云彩把他接去了，便看不见他了。第十。
10.
当他往上去的时候、啊、他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，第十一节，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。说天使就宣告。
So the angel here proclaimed、
啊、跟谁宣告呢？跟使徒们宣告。
To whom were they proclaiming? It was to the disciples.
啊，就是跟这些以后要为他传福音的这些人宣告。
They were proclaiming to the disciples who will one day be testifying of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣的再来就变成说当代啊使徒们在传福音啊其中的一个项目。
So that when the disciples began to preach, the second coming of the Lord Jesus became one of the things they preached about.
有的讲得很清楚啊，哈，说主耶稣怎么去啊，他要怎么再来呀、啊、
？And it said they said very clearly how the Lord Jesus went, he will come again.
所以当时的使徒们呢、啊，在初代使徒们在传福音，他们传什么
？So when the Lord Jesus, when the disciples were preaching, what did they preach?
至少从圣经当中，我们可以看到两个重点呢。
From the Bible, we can see two main points.
信息其实是非常简单。
So actually, our faith is very simple.
不是我们今天很复杂。
It's not more complicated today.
今天我们什么十大信仰，五个教义。
Today we have 10 basic beliefs and 5 doctrines, basic doctrines.
以前它很简单的，就是耶稣基督复活了。
But back then it was very simple. The Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected.
因为当时很多人不相信耶稣基督是耶稣是基督啊，他是神的儿子，不相信呢。
Because in that time, people did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ.
所以耶稣基督就是从死里复活，证明他的确是神的儿子。
So when Jesus Christ resurrected from death, that proved that he was indeed the Son of God.
他的确是基督啊。
Proved that he was the Messiah.
当时啊，耶稣啊，是他们时代的人呐，哎。
And Jesus was a Jew, one of their own people.
是的确是他们的邻居呀。
He was their neighbor.
啊，他们的玩伴呐。
He was their playmate.
啊，他们的玩伴忽然之间会变成神的儿子。
How can their playmate become suddenly the son of God?
啊，你的朋友、你的邻居啊，有一天啊，突然变成说美国总统。 你也不相信啊？哎，怎么昨天还跟我在一起玩，还在打麻将，还在吃饭，怎么今天突然之间变成美国总统，住在白宫里头
？If one day your neighbor, the neighbor that you would play mahjong with, that you would talk to, one day suddenly became the president of the United States and live in the White House, you would hardly believe it.
当时耶稣是一样的。
And that was the same with Jesus.
所以就用复活啊来做可信的凭据。
So Resurrection was the evidence for their faith.
那另外一个信息是什么？
And what was the other news that they preached?
这个主是快来了。It
is that the Lord Jesus is coming.
所以当时你看彼得也是这样的宣告，说主是快来呀。So
Peter also said the Lord Jesus is coming.
所以彼得他说哈，万物的结局近了。
Peter proclaimed that the end time is near.
所以大家都要谨慎。
And that all of them need to be watchful.
都要祷告警醒啊。
To watch and pray.
那雅各也是这样宣告啊。James
also proclaimed this.
说主来的日子近了。That
the days of the Lord are near.
那保罗是这样子宣告。And
Paul also said the same.
那约翰呢，更是这样子宣告啊。And
even more, John.
我们来看约翰他怎么宣告。Let's
see how John proclaimed it.
来看启示录，启示录22章。
Let's turn to Revelation 22.
启示录22章。
Revelation 22.
启示录22章第7节。
Verse 7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。第七节。
And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
哇，所以你看，我必快来呀。
Here he says, I am coming soon.
再来看12节。
Let's look at verse 12.
看啊，我必快来。
Behold, I am coming soon.
好，再来看最后一个哈，20节。
And let's look at one more, verse 20.
好，证明这事的说，是的，我必快来。
And he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon.
好，所以你看第七节说，看啊，我必快来。
So verse 7 it says, Behold, I am coming soon.
看啊，你看那个墙壁上有个洞。看啊，没有啊，那我是骗大家啊。墙壁上没有洞啊，我说看啊，那你们就注意啊，对不对？哎，转头看，哎，看啊，对，你就要注意嘛。If
somebody says, "Behold, there is something there," then you will all look and pay attention to it.
所以圣经说看啊，就叫大家怎么样？注意啊，说看啊。So
when it says, "Behold," then we need to pay attention.
看来我必快来。
It says, I am coming soon.
所以主要是他自己告诉约翰说，我必快来呀。So
he is telling John to pay attention that he is coming soon.
所以那个时候，我们可以知道那时候其实使徒们在宣告，一直宣告说主必快来。So
even at that time, the disciples were proclaiming that the Lord Jesus was coming soon.
啊，主必快来，这样宣告，那会产生什么结果呢？
What will be the result of this proclamation?
大家知道这个 Family Radio 的主持人呢、啊，他不是宣告说，他预言了说二零几年，2012年的10月20号是吧？我说主耶稣要再来临了。
There was someone who said that in 2012 the Lord Jesus will come again.
10月20号.
On October 12, 2012.
哎，他们那个信不听的、信相信的人哈，他们自己去制作牌子哈，然后挂在胸前，挂好像是罪犯，不是罪犯，他们是挂在胸前哈，一个牌子很大啊，哦，啊，写说主耶稣快来了，10月20号。
And so then those who believed this man, they made a big sign and they put it in front of their chest and the sign said, the Lord is coming October 12, 2012. And so a lot of people didn't go to work. They quit their jobs. Or they stopped doing their business. And then some people sold their property to this family
radio.
Have you heard of this family radio?
Auckland, 有哈?
In Auckland?
牧师啊, 八十几岁啊。
And that minister was in his 80s.
好，那有一个哈，有一个老信徒，这个老姐妹啊，她生前就把她的房子就捐给教会。
There was this elderly believer, this sister, who gave her possessions to the family radio.
她过世以后呢，她的姐妹们呢要去继承这遗产呢，哎，怎么没有啊？怎么要去捐给教会了？And
when she passed away, her family wanted to inherit her possessions, but they found that she had given it to the church, the family radio.
所以现在，假设有人一直强调说主耶稣快来，主耶稣快来的，那有人就会很积极啊。那我上班要做什么？就不用上班了。So
if indeed someone said the Lord is coming very soon, then some people will quit their jobs.
所以当时使徒也是一样。And
so the disciples were like that too.
他们这样子一强调、一宣告以后。
After they made that proclamation,
哇，很多人呐、啊，辞掉工作不上班呐。
A lot of people stopped working.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》。Let's
look at Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章的42节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
42节。
Verse 42.
42，第二章42节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
当时信的人很多，这个啊，说起的人约有3000人，啊，然后呢，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。And
they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
哇，大家很热心啊，43节。And
verse 43, everyone was very zealous.
啊，众人都惧怕他们，使徒又行了许多神迹奇事，44。44,
and all who believed were together and had all things in common.
45节。那46节。那并且卖了田产，交接照个人所需用的分给个人，46节。46。那他们天天同心合意的横切在店里，且在家里拨饼，存着欢欢喜喜的心，用饭啊，47节。那赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。我们看当时哈，很多人信主啊。
At that time, so many people believed.
那这些信主的人呢，一定有人在上班呢。
And of those who believed, certainly some of them had work.
哦，3000人一定有读书人啊，有的人渔夫，有人农夫啊，有的人啊做政府的工作啊。
So among those who believed, certainly there were students or businessmen or politicians.
可能有人开餐馆哈，开中国餐馆。
Maybe some people had Chinese restaurants.
还要开buffet，也有，也有可能啊。还有什么当医生的啊？
Or some were doctors.
还有当什么老师的。
Or some were teachers.
各种行业都有了。
So all different professions.
想想3000可能不可能都大家都没事做嘛。
Of course, of the 3,000, they won't all be unemployed.
但是呢，你看到他们天天呢同心合意。
But we can see here it says that every day they were in one accord.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And they followed the teachings of the disciples.
这每一天呢，不是说一个礼拜才一次啊。
So it wasn't just once a week, it was day by day.
诶，他们不用上班吗？ 要啦。
Do they not need to work?
Of course. 那时候他们为什么可以不用上班？
But why was it that they were able to not work?
诶，那主耶稣要来了，这些要做什么？
Because they believed the Lord Jesus is coming, what should we do?
啊，请问，假设等一下哈，主耶稣真的在说，诶，明天我要来了。
If, for example, one day the Lord Jesus said, I'm coming tomorrow.
说明天晚上要来了,
or tomorrow night, I'm coming.
你明天还要去上班的情绪说,
raise your hand if you're going to work tomorrow during the day.
你明天还要去上班了,
if the Lord Jesus
不用的,
says to you,
赶快祷告啊,
that he is coming to the next night, do you need to go to work?
只是说我们现在不知道什么时候来, 你才会去上班啊,
so, if it's because that we don't know when Jesus is coming, that's why we go to work now.
可能啊, 有灵魂赶快去借钱啊，去买跑车， 因为主耶稣要来不用还了。
So maybe some of you will go to buy a sports car, because then if Jesus comes, you won't have to pay back.
有个弟兄啊, 他每年都开新车。
There is a brother who would drive a new car every year.
传道问他说, 你为什么每年都开新车?
And the pastor asked him, why do you drive a new car every year?
主耶稣要来的, 主要是真的来的话可以不用还了，我是在take chance啊。
He said, well, Jesus is coming, and when he comes, I won't have to return the money.
So, 当时的人就是说, 哎,
so at that time, people believed the Lord Jesus was coming.
哦，他们就不用上班了。
So they didn't need to work.
你看天天同心合意。
And they were in one accord every day.
又怎么样? 又卖了田产家业。
And what else did they do? They sold their possessions and goods. So because Jesus is coming, what do they need all these things for?
所以这个主要来这个信息啊是非常重要的。
So it is important to really believe in the coming of the Lord Jesus.
当然我们今天啊不要说啊不去上班，你还是明天还是要去上班呐。
Of course, we're not saying you don't go to work anymore. You still need to go to work.
还是要去上课的啊。
And you still need to go to class.
而且主要是不知道什么时候来啊。
Because we don't know when the Lord Jesus will be coming.
但是我们这个心啊，这个心啊，就是经常要预备。
But our hearts must be prepared.
那会帮助我们的发起热心呢。
And we need to give forth zeal.
只要你有空的话，就参加聚会。
If you have time, you must attend service.
有空的话，就要去帮助别人行善。
If you have time, then you need to work for the others to do good.
那有空的话，就传福音呢。
If you have time, then you need to preach the gospel.
我说当时他们呢是这种情形啊。
And so that was the situation then.
那可是啊，时间一天一天过去了。
But then days passed.
诶, 还没来啊,
but Jesus didn't come.
还没来的话,
and if Jesus doesn't come, then people will doubt.
诶, 我们都一起去这个公园啊, 那公园不是有时候的表演吗? 有时候那个什么有音乐厅嘛,要表演。
And so sometimes you can go to the park and there will be some live performances there.
这个表演啊,说要请一个叫做 Liu Yang,
and they will ask someone named Liu Yang to perform.
哇,他说,这个来听听嘛,
and so you'll say, okay, I'll go and listen.
说什么,早上,早上这个十点,开始要演奏。
That at 10 in the morning, he will perform.
好,我们都去听嘛,对不对,我们要支持他嘛,对不对,信徒都去。听说十点开始啊,听说。
We'll all go listen to the performance to support him.
诶,结果我们都九点就去等啊。So
then we go there at 9 o'clock to wait.
等到九点五十,怎么还没有什么动静啊?
And we wait and it's 9:50 and nothing has happened yet.
真的吗? 真的,要表演吗?
Is it true? Will there really be a performance?
到九点五十九,哇,还没有动静啊。
And at 9:59, still no signs of a performance.
你至少有些人在台上走来走去嘛，对不对？什么东西都没有。
You would expect at least there would be people walking around the stage, but you see nothing.
诶，传道是真的吗？
Then you'll ask the pastor, is it true?
他真的十点要来演奏吗？
Is he really going to perform at 10?
什么一个人影都没有。
There's no sign.
因为你等久了，你真的会产生怀疑啊。
So if you wait for a long time, you will doubt.
好，诶。 十点几分来的哈，他自己一个人来的。
And so when the time comes, he comes to perform by himself.
因为他是专门为我们来演奏啊。
Because he comes just to perform for us.
没有其他人呢。
There's no one else.
所以有时候你等久了会产生怀疑的。
So sometimes when you wait for a long time, you will start to doubt.
好，那这些当时的信徒啊，等啊等，等那么久都还没来。
And so the members at that time they waited a long time, and Jesus still didn't come yet.
就开始问了。
So then they began asking.
就反而他笑那些使徒们。
And they doubted the disciples.
好，我们来看彼得后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第三章第三节。
Verse 3.
彼得后书第三章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 3。
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，你看这些讥笑就变成在笑他们了。第四节。
Verse 4。
主要降临的应许在哪里？你看产生这个质问啊，在怀疑。
There is this doubt。
因为从列祖睡了以来，万物兴起与啊起初创造的时候能是一样。第五节
Verse 5、
啊、这些人故意忘记从太古凭神的命令有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。第六节
Six,
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。第七，但现在的天地还是凭着那命令存留，直到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧。所以当时有很多人就怀疑啊。
So at that time many people doubted、
啊就反正笑那些门徒啊
，and they laughed and scoffed at the disciples。
啊，这个当时当然会对其他的人啊信心啊产生影响。
And of course, this will affect the faith of other people around them。
所以彼得他就必须要出面说明啊。
So Peter had to explain to them。
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事啊，第八节。
”Verse 8。
你们不可忘记啊，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。第九节。
Nine.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为是他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，但愿人人都悔改啊。所以为什么需要那么多年时间去准备那个房子
？So why is it that so many years are needed to prepare that home？
不是主说没有能力啊。
It is not lack of ability。
是要让大家来悔改得救。
It is so that all can repent and be saved.
所以我刚刚说啊，这些社会上工程啊都很简单呐、啊。
That's why I said earlier that the construction work in this world is simple.
和这个属灵的工程不简单呐、啊。
But the spiritual construction is not simple.
改造房子很简单。
It's easy to renovate a house.
改造人的心灵不简单。
But to renovate a person's heart is not easy.
你看我们长一辈的人、啊、也是希望社会和平啊。
All of us we hope for peace in this world.
教会家也是希望社会和平啊。
The church also hopes for peace in this world.
政治家就希望社会和平啊。
政治
politician.
Politicians also want to have peace in this world.
做得到吗
？Is it achievable?
做不到啊。
No.
社会越来越乱了、啊。
Because society becomes more and more disordered.
我们看。哪个地方都乱啊
！Everything is disorderly.
你看，你报纸一看都乱，杀人的、抢的、偷的。
You see people getting robbed and killed, and the whole world is disorderly.
有人愿意社会乱吗
？Do people want the society to become like this？
大家愿意在走路的时候被抢吗
？Do people want to be robbed while they are walking？
大家愿意自己的家里遭小偷吗？
Do people want there to be a thief come to their house?
不愿意的，大家都希望这个社会很和平。
Of course not. We all hope for there to be peace in this world.
你要改造社会，是不是很难呢？
It is very difficult to change the society.
所以这个工程是最困难的。
This work is the hardest.
所以圣经啊，你看这个约翰哈，当时出去约翰。
And think about John the Baptist.
他被圣灵充满啊。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说他有以利亚的心智。
The Bible said that he was Elijah, the prophet.
才能够改变人心啊。
Or that the Bible said only Elijah the prophet could change the hearts of man.
因为改变人心呢，让人心能够转向真神，这是不简单的。
Because in order to turn the hearts of man toward the true God is not easy.
因为没有人愿意说耶稣啊。
Because no one wants to talk about Jesus.
大家都愿意自由啊。
People all want freedom.
你看吸大麻，为什么不能吸大麻？
Huh?
为什么不能够吸？
Okay. Why is it that people want to smoke marijuana?
所以现在变成一个 pot 的 culture， pot 的文化。
It becomes a part of pop culture now.
这个是我们以前所不能够了解，对不对？以前说吸大麻是非法，这个是坏人。不好的孩子，那些人才会吸大麻。
It used to be that marijuana was smoked only by those who were bad, who had no.
现在
only the drug used it.
有的做说合法啊。
But now it is legal, or in some places.
庆祝了，我们有个信徒啊， 因为很多人吸大麻，他走过去那里呢，后来他头晕了、啊，这个没有吸啊，他只是闻那个味道，他好像是觉得脚也不听使唤，怎么今天怎么怪怪的？
There's a member who walked by people who were smoking a lot of marijuana, and he began to feel uncomfortable, like in his feet, his head.
所以我们想想，大家是希望和平啊。
So all of us want to have peace.
可是改造人心没那么简单。
But in order to change people's hearts, it is not easy.
现在都是利用哈这个外在的包裹哈哦什么自由的要平等啊，其实这个都是中了魔鬼的诡计。
So actually, when we try keep emphasizing freedom and equality, we're actually these are actually the words of Satan.
所以才需要那么久的时间哈来准备天上房子。
So it takes a long time to prepare the house above.
这个时间其实让我们来准备的。
The time we are given is actually for us to prepare.
所以我们要用这一段的宽容时间。
So we need to take our time now.
所以我们 要互相提醒哈。
We need to remind each other.
啊，主耶稣快来呀。
The Lord Jesus Christ is coming.
好，那我们最后来谈一谈，那主耶稣来哈，对我们来讲到底是什么意义？
So lastly, let's talk about what does it mean? What is the significance of the coming of the Lord Jesus to us?
不然大家会想说、啊、跟我们有什么关系啊？还那么久的时间呢、啊、
？Otherwise, you will think it has nothing to do with us. It's going to take so long.
好，我们来看路加福音啊，路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
路加福音九章二十七节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 27.
路加福音九章二十七节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 27.
啊、先看二十六节，二十六。
Let's start from 26.
二十六节，九章二十六节。
Chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, verse 26.
凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里与天父并圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。二十七节。
27.
我实在告诉你们，站在这里的人，有人在没有尝十位以前呢，必看见神的国。这个神的国就是他降临嘛，我们用刚刚二十六节说神啊，主耶稣降临。
The kingdom of God is the kingdom that is coming, the Lord Jesus. 好，
再看二十八节。
Verse 28.
说了这话以后呢，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。二十九。正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。好，那再来看。三十三节。
Verse
33。那两人正要看耶稣复你的时候，彼得说啊，对耶稣说：“老师啊，我们在这里正好可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚啊。”说在这里正好。所以我们看看神的国降临啊，耶稣降临的意义到底是什么
？So what is the significance of the coming of the Lord Jesus？
那个时候呢，在当下哈，当下耶稣变貌。
It was in that time in this passage, it was the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus.
啊，他们正祷告的时候，耶稣变貌。
As they were praying, the Lord Jesus was transfigured.
那这个以前呢，耶稣说啊，有人还没有尝死味哈，还没有尝死，还没有死以前呢，要看见神的国降临。
In verse 27, Jesus had said, "Truly, some are standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God."
结果他们正祷告的时候，耶稣啊改变面貌，那就是耶稣降临。
And as they were praying, then the Lord Jesus was transfigured. That was the coming of the Lord, the descent of our Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣降临的第一个意义啊，就是圣灵的降临。
So the first significance of the coming of the Lord Jesus is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就不需要等啊。
So we don't need to wait.
耶稣同在就是天国了。
The abidance of the Lord Jesus is the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣同在，你看耶稣变貌。
We see the Lord Jesus is transfigured.
那彼得感觉到哇，很好啊，在这里真好啊。
And so that Peter and John and James can all say it is so good to be here.
不想下山呐、啊。
That they didn't want to go down the mountain.
所以我们在这里在交流了，觉得很好，感觉很好。
So if we feel it is so good here in church.
因为我们感到耶稣在这里呀、啊。
Then we feel that Jesus is here.
啊，在这里真好，我们都不愿意。离开。
Then it is so good to be here, then we will not want to leave.
要神的国降临。
That is the kingdom of God coming.
要圣灵降临在我们身上。
When the Lord Jesus, when the Holy Spirit comes onto us, then we will feel joy in our prayer.
好，那第二个意义哈。
And the second significance.
这是人离开世间的那一天呢。
It is also the day that a person leaves this world.
我们离开世间，我们一般 再告诉其他弟兄姐妹啊，某某弟兄姐妹啊，蒙主召回安息，主是把他接回天家。
When one of the brothers or sisters pass away, we will say such and such brother or sister has been called by the Lord.
因为那一天就是我们的末日啊。
That is the, our last day. That day.
那一天以后，你要再认真聚会，你要再认真读圣经，你要很认真做圣工，都没有机会的。
If at the, on that day, you will no longer have the opportunity to work, to study, to do holy work.
要悔改也没机会的。
Or to repent.
所以那一天呢，就是我们最后的一天呢。
That is the last day, our last day.
主耶稣再来接我们回家。
It is also the day the Lord Jesus will come to bring us back to home.
那第三个意义。
And the third significance.
就是世界的末了。
It is the end of this world.
那是末日的审判。
It is the judgment.
那义人复活得永生。
When those who are righteous will receive eternal life.
那恶人他要复活，恶人是复活被定罪。
And the wicked who will also resurrect will then be condemned to eternal condemnation.
主耶稣真的那个来，他在实际上天使在吹号角。
And on that day when he comes, there will be angels blowing trumpets.
人家圣经说，世界的末了，这个万物的结局，今天万物有个结局。
And it will be the conclusion of all creation.
然后死人呢，从坟墓里复活。
So the dead will resurrect.
那一天呢，是真的会来到的。
That day will surely come.
所以我们就是要准备那一天啊，不管是哪一天，不管是哪一种形式，都要准备的。
So we need to prepare for that day.
准备我们最后的一天呢。
We need to prepare for our last day.
当然最后一天呢，这个我们现在要预备啊，我们不管什么时候来，我们都无所谓的。
We need to prepare so that whenever Jesus comes, it will not matter.
当预备好的时候，就像约翰他说：“主啊，我愿你快来。”
So because if we are prepared, then we can be like John and say, "Lord, come quickly."
因为已经预备好了。
Because we have already prepared.
好，那我们明天呢，再来继续学习。
So tomorrow we will continue studying this.
好，唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
84首。
84.